Matthew Suckey here from Verity Baptist Church, Manila, providing you an answer to a common Bible contradiction, so-called. And in Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5, the Bible reads, "Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit." And so in back-to-back verses, you have one verse where it says, don't answer a fool. And then the next verse says, you should answer a fool. And so people bring this up and say it's a Bible contradiction. Now, first off, if somebody's writing, and they're writing back-to-back verses that would completely contradict themselves, one verse says 2 plus 2 equals 4, the next one 2 plus 2 equals 5, that's ridiculous. Obviously, they would notice if they made a mistake. And you say, well, why is it not a contradiction? Why does it tell you to answer a fool? Why does it tell you not to answer a fool? Well, quite simply this, there is a time to answer a fool, and there's a time not to answer a fool. Okay, so in verse 4 it says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Look, let's say, for example, that somebody's standing outside of our church and they're just like screaming and protesting or whatever. Look, that's a time when you don't answer a fool. And I've been there before. I've been a part of a church where people are protesting, and you know, the best thing to do in that situation is don't answer that fool. Because if you answer him, you're going to be like unto him. You have people that will try to argue with you and debate you at the door when you're going soul winning. Look, you know what? You shouldn't just spend all of your time just arguing with them for 25 minutes when they have no interest. You're supposed to shake off the dust of your feet. There's definitely a time not to answer a fool. You know, people say foolish things about you in the media, or they mock you on Facebook. Look, you don't have to spend 2 hours defending your name on Facebook. You know, there's definitely a time where you just don't answer a fool. And if you do answer them, people are going to look at you, and you look foolish as well for even answering them. Look, if it's something so ridiculous, you just ignore that. But, you know, the Bible also says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. And see, there is actually a time to answer a fool. You say, well, when would that time be? Well, throughout the book of John, we see that Jesus would be arguing and debating, so-called, with, you know, various religious leaders. And when you really look at those chapters, you can see that he has an end goal, because there was people paying attention. He had been preaching the gospel to groups of people, and then people come over and start to try to argue with him, and then he basically rebukes them and makes them look foolish. And the reason why is because of the fact he wants to get these people saved over here. And so he does choose to answer them because of the fact it's going to prevent people from getting saved if he doesn't answer them. There's an example where you've got foolish people acting stupid, but Jesus must respond to them in order to try to win these other people to the Lord. And that's throughout the book of John. And so there's definitely going to be a time where you should answer a fool. Somebody, you know, makes up some sort of, you know, false allegation, or they say something foolish and it's deceiving people. Hey, you know, sometimes you do have to answer. Sometimes maybe you should put up a YouTube video to explain, hey, this is false, this is what the truth is. Sometimes you do have to answer. But, you know, you have to seek for the balance there. You shouldn't always answer fools. If you spend all of your time just answering everybody who's a fool that says stupid things, okay, you're going to spend your whole life doing that. You're going to spend 4 hours debating on YouTube and Facebook every day. But at the same time, you can't always just let these fools just always say what they want. There's definitely a time to answer that fool. There's definitely a time to rebuke that fool. It's a matter of finding the balance. You say, is this a contradiction? No, it's not a contradiction. There's just a time to answer a fool, and there's a time not to answer a fool. Remember the chapter in Ecclesiastes, a time to love and a time to hate. And it goes through a list of things where there's a time to do one and a time to do the other. Look, there is a time to answer a fool. There's also a time not to answer a fool. Thank you, and God bless.